We're talking today with Taylor Millard. He is the Vice President for Claims for Farmersure Insurance. Farmersure recently began its work in Oklahoma, covers the entire state. It writes property and casualty insurance, a lot of in the rural areas of Oklahoma. It also has begun an auto program as well to dovetail with its property and casualty insurance. The thing that I find most interesting, however, about Taylor and about Farmersure is that Taylor has written a paper about the history of insurance, and it's quite an interesting concept when you look at it and you read it, and you understand that the whole capitalist system, which we rely upon day in and day out, would not be possible without insurance. Taylor, why is insurance so vital to our economic system?
Jim, that's an excellent question. Insurance is one of the most fundamental driving forces of our economy. When you think about insurance, it's a product that you buy that you hope you never use. It's an odd thing, and people think of it's their insurance as something that I'm not even using this, but you are using it. And any time you're insuring property, whether it's real property, contents, or like for instance, your farm or home, or your cattle or your car, when you insure that, you're protecting against loss. And if you're going to be able to, not all of us can write a check for $100,000 to $300,000 home. So we rely on the banking industry and the mortgage industry to give us the money necessary for us to live in the home that we would like to live in without saving for several years to be able to afford that item. We can borrow the money as long as it's protected. So when you sign for a mortgage and you have that insurance goes to work for you that day by allowing you to be able to purchase your home, your auto, whatever it may be that could be secured by insurance.
But long before there were automobiles and long before there were subdivisions of tremendous numbers of constructed houses, though, there was insurance, right? Where did it all begin?
Insurance has a rich and long history. You know, even before what most people think of as the birthplace of insurance, which was Lloyd's Coffee House in London, on the Port of London, that little coffee house is where daring men gathered and said, okay, I have this shipment of goods that I want to send to America or I want to send to anywhere in the world. That London in the early 1700s, under Queen Victoria, 25% of the world's population was under British rule. It's hard to imagine, but that was the case. And a lot of it was because of their trade. They traded all over the world, and it went into the Port of London. And it created, for the first time, through the use of insurance, we created a capitalist society or a merchant class because, quite frankly, they were able to sell goods and protect those goods through insurance, which was literally a group of men that would bid on the premium or rate on that shipment, making it from London to, say, New York. Now, back then, it's primitive wooden ships. You know, they made them as safe as possible, but you could lose your entire cargo, much less the entire ship. So you could wipe you out financially. So this class, this merchant class, was created through insurance because prior to that, wealth was created by royal blood lineage or military might. You know, who had the biggest army, had the most money, who had the greatest lands and the wealth of the nation because of taxation and so forth. They created the wealth. With insurance, we were able to create protection so that the Industrial Revolution happened, the trading partners between America, the new America, and London, England, became going concern and created this wonderful middle class that had not existed prior to that. And so this is, insurance is quite a rich history when you think of it that way. And Farmersure is thrilled to be a part of that.
So in essence, then, if I buy insurance, then in some sense, I'm buying security.
You're buying a, you know, we tell people in different insurance companies over the years, if you're buying peace of mind, and but you're buying protection. You are buying protection against loss, and you're securing your debt by doing that. And so, you know, I've heard the expression by many farmers over the years, you can get insurance poor. You know, you could just buy insurance for every little thing, and sometimes it can be expensive, and I understand that. But when you think about, especially a home, where it is your life, and I deal with people that have been devastated by total fire loss, and, you know, we've known people over the years, our friends, our neighbors, are members of our churches that have been literally wiped out in just a few hours as they stood on their lawns and looked at their lives going up in flames, and every possession is gone, and their home is gone. And if they don't have us as an industry, and Farmersure is we're proud part of this industry, to come in and say, here's a check to rebuild your house. Here's a check to give you somewhere to stay until it gets rebuilt. Here's a check for all those items that were lost in the fire to replace the things that we can replace. Is insurance going to replace that old photo of a great-grandparent? No, sadly not. But it is going to replace the things that it's designed to do. And there's nothing better in my job that makes me feel good more than being able to help people in a really at a time of need.
So basically, as an insurance customer, I'm buying access to an emergency fund that pays for losses in particular situations. If I had to save up all the money to buy that house because no loan company would make a loan unsecured like that, and then I had to save up my own money for an emergency fund in case something happened to that house that I bought, I'd never be able to do that. There's not enough time in a lifetime to do that.
That's exactly right. So you realize, I know that we think of insurance as a necessary evil, but it is completely necessary for our economy to work. And you look at countries, I mean, there's been studies done and there's been analysis done of emerging countries. And, for instance, Russia is trying capitalism and trying to do this. The insurance industry, however, to be quite honest, is having a really difficult time going into certain cultures because certain cultures don't have the respect and the moral guidance and code that insurance relies on. When you introduce the insurance concept to certain cultures, certain people around the world, they're saying, okay, let me get this straight. I can insure this house for $100,000, and I'm only going to give you this first payment of $400. But I can get $100,000 right after that if it burns down. So, you know, we still rely on good people. We still rely on a moral guidance, moral code of ethics from all the people that participate in this business model. Because if you have too many people, and we have insurance fraud, sadly, I deal with fraud from time to time. It's rare, but I do. And it's a sad thing that we have to deal with. But for the most part, your friends and neighbors, they're all bound in this together. They're saying, I'm putting my money in this pot. You're going to put your money in the pot. We're going to let Farmersure and its fine folks that work there administer and give us, in time of need, what we need to survive and prepare our families through a crisis and ferry them across. And that's a proud thing to be a part of.
Thank you, Taylor. We've been talking with Taylor Millard. He's the Vice President of Claims for PharmaSure Insurance. We'll talk with him more in another segment about how PharmaSure got started and how it helps the good people of Oklahoma.